Welcome to the Blood Cancer Experience, a podcast by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada. This podcast connects people affected by blood cancer to resources that inform, support, educate, and empower. When it comes to cancer, it's hard to navigate the unknown, and there are no easy answers. We're here to bring the information you need to help you make a sense of every step of the blood cancer experience. My name is Megan Norrish, and I'm the Community Service Manager for the BC Yukon Region at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Today on the show, I'm talking with Paula Vanni, who's with CIBC. Thank you so much for joining us today. When it comes to finances, what are some challenges that are common among cancer survivors?
Hi, Megan. Thanks for having me today. Many of the financial challenges that cancer survivors face are the same ones that everyone faces, just with some extra nuanced timelines, awareness, impacts, sometimes additional severity of impact also. A very strong parallel that we're seeing to some of our clients who are cancer survivors and patients is seen in the current environment with the COVID-19 situation we're currently faced with. So when people are faced with sudden, unexpected impact to their ability to work, their care for their loved ones, the direct impact to finances, it's felt immediately, but it's also felt in the medium and long term as it pertains to their financial well-being and ability to meet their goals. For example, the immediate impacts can be dealt with through making some shifting of priorities. It's a little bit easier to deal with the short-term impact by coming in and sitting down and going through things. We can look at cash flow planning. We can look at shaving off interest on things or rejigging some of your financial obligations. If you had to take time off work or deal with extra costs for care of a loved one or yourself, we can cover it off in the short term. But the impact to medium and long-term savings, debt, cash flow for other goals and plans, that's a little more nuanced and harder to factor in. But we do have to keep it in mind. And that's a huge challenge for people that are dealing with coming out of maybe a situation where they had the impact. So they're going from treatment into the next phase, or they're faced with an uncertain path that could have many different phases in it. So once the immediate need is taken care of, we can see the impact across all the other goals, and the plan to save for example, education, retirement, a vacation. Everything is impacted by what you do in the short term. So that's fine. We can make up for it. We can rework it, redig it, as I said. But it does throw a wrench into everything, and that can make someone feel very worried or helpless. And that's another impact that's probably felt across many areas of someone's life when they're dealing with something as impactful as a cancer diagnosis and treatment. In some ways, it follows a cycle similar to many other parts of our life. We react, we absorb the reaction, and then adapt and settle into a new reality. The trick is, with our money, we have to continue to set the boundaries, set the plan, figure out where we are, and then continue to adapt as we go, looking at short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals.
Thank you. That's really helpful. Can you talk about some contributing factors to financial strain for individuals and their families in this situation?
Sure. I mean, the suddenness alone and unexpectedness is a big part of it, because most of us don't plan for the unexpected. It's hard to balance living today and saving for tomorrow and saving for unexpected, especially if you live in a high cost area, urban center like Vancouver or anywhere where your job income is seasonal or anything like that. There's additional cost of care for your family, depending on your role, if you have children or your parents or other family members that you take care of. There's additional transportation costs. There's additional factors in terms of ability to get different products, life insurance products and what have you, based on a diagnosis. So there's a lot of contributing factors that go into the financial strain in the short term, and anything that happens in the short term kind of goes into the middle and long term. We also have an emotional relationship with our money that most people don't think about in a concrete way. We don't always understand it either. I mean, some people spend too much. Some people are conservative and like to save. And our relationship starts in our own families and experiences and leads us through when we get a job, start saving for goals. And when it starts to falter, we can take that emotionally and feel extra sad or bad or vulnerable about the position we've gotten ourselves into. When you have someone who's maybe the sole income earner and they've been faced with a unexpected, unplanned work stoppage due to cancer treatment or anything, that can have an emotional toll as well as an actual food on the table toll. And that's a huge part that layers in on top of money. And that's why it's really, really important to talk to someone. Because as you go through to try to come up with a new normal and figure out all the different nuances in short term, medium, and long term, it's important not to feel bad or to layer in the emotional strain of taking care of your family without leaning on someone to help you.
Thank you so much for normalizing that. I think that's really important for people to remember, is that everybody's in lots of different situations. And as long as they connect with a financial planner or an advisor, they can really help them, set them at ease and give them a plan. What would you say to someone who is a blood cancer survivor experiencing financial issues?
I would say that they should speak to a professional. They should find someone that they like, because that's important, and someone that is trained to provide financial advice. There's different accreditations that people take, whether it's a certified financial planner designation, a personal, there's lots of different designations. And those designations are important in that what they do is they give the people that you're going to trust additional educational background and resources and tools and information and ongoing training to help make the best recommendations available to you. There's a wide variety of people you can see, whether it's at a bank or whether it's at a different type of financial planning organization, but to find someone that they like and that they trust. Because of the emotional component, working at in a financial industry, we see and hear all sorts of stories. We are actually very personally connected to our clients. We see people through divorce, through sickness, through promotions and home buying and weddings and babies, but also family breakdown and people passing away and settling of estates and dealing with all the weird money, emotional, and the toll it places on people. And so finding someone you like, you can trust, and who has a education in some form to make it the best possible advice you can get. The other piece is to open up, share your concerns, your goals, your current situation, who your family is, who are the people impacted by your financial goals, your financial plan, short, medium term, long term goals, and help make a plan for those that factors in everything you care about and everybody impacted by what you care about and everyone you care about. Nobody should be afraid to share any of their goals, concerns, financial, I put in air quotes, dirty laundry, but it's not the range of things that we talk to people about, because money is the fuel for a lot of parts of our lives. Like, we don't think of it that way, but it is. If you can't put food on the table, that's a huge impact to your family, to your own self-worth, to how you're managing day to day. And so trusting us with that information can help take the burden off. And then we can maybe sort of help you rejig things and look at getting some time, freeing up some cash flow, and making ends meet in the short term so that the middle and long-term goals are still factored in, or whatever stage that's going on. We do see people in all sorts of personal circumstances where things are not, nobody comes to the bank. Well, maybe they do, but they don't seem to come to the bank the day they win the lottery. People come to the bank to sit down with us when things are feeling out of sort, when things are impacting their ability to make their goals a reality and to figure it all out. And that's what we're there for.
That's really, really helpful. Thank you so much. What resources are available to assist cancer survivors and their families related to the practical financial issues? For example, are there resources such as a social worker who you would recommend patients and family to speak with? And what about those resources provided by the financial sector that are free to access?
That's a great question. And I think people should seek out and find any resource that's available and try it out. A social worker, there's debt restructuring support, and then any financial institution would also have support. I did actually do a little Googling on your own website, and there's tons of resources there, and that can help trigger the next set of steps that someone would take in terms of finding the right thing that's for them. Everything is very personal in terms of your money and in terms of your plan. And so I would try out any resource that's available to Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, as well as social work, as well as your provincial health, your doctor, probably has a list of people that they can help you connect with. The library would probably have something. Lots of groups. There was tons of websites that seem to be resources just for people going through specific circumstances. And then at CIBC, for example, and I can't speak to the other banks, but I'm sure we all have some similarities. We have support teams that help us on the front line, help our clients, because we may not be experts. And that's what I mean when I say when you find someone you could trust who's got accreditation, but also has the backing of a company or a bunch of resources, so that if we get stuck somewhere and we don't know where to go, we have somewhere to go to. So we have financial planning consultants that specifically come in, swoop in and help us write a plan, a complicated plan. If there's, you know, a life event happening, we have estate and tax planning specialists that come in, and they're usually, I know in Vancouver, it's she used to be a lawyer, an estate lawyer, and so she doesn't work as a lawyer anymore. Now she works with us, and she comes in and helps write an estate plan. We have trustee services that will come in and help us map out different things. And there's lots of formal and informal resources that have been established in the banks long before there was any of the stuff that we're seeing with COVID-19. We had it in the background, client account management groups that help people navigate to how do you make all your payments and not go sideways when you're facing financial strain? But the key is you need to let us know and let anyone who is available, whether it's a social worker or your doctor or another agency, you need to let them know that you need help and what you need help with. Most of these resources are free. I know at CIBC, all of the things I spoke about are free. I know on all the websites, the greatness of the internet is that there's tons of resources on every bank's website, on financial planning, on anything like that, that can start to get you thinking about where some of your stuff is and get your thoughts organized before you go see someone or even after. Everyone who is employed, their employer would have a different employee assistance program that will talk about different stuff. I know where I work, we have an employee assistance line that will give us anything from debt counseling to personal, probably marriage counseling, children, whatever it is, a certain amount of visits a year. Insurance is very detailed and specific on your website. And everyone that I've spoken to advises that when you're faced with claims or faced with changes, that you read the fine print, get someone you trust to help you read through the policy details. And then your website also lists the number of organizations dedicated to support cancer patients and survivors. My opinion is that you need someone to quarterback for that for you a little bit. If you have a specific doctor, that's great, or a social worker, that's great. Lean on the advisor, the financial advisor that you speak with, because then they can take on some of that burden for you, help you coordinate, and at least be a set of eyes and ears. Your family is important, and you need to rely on them for probably many different pieces of your treatment, recovery, ongoing life, taking care of children, getting you places. But you may want to keep some of your financial information and or challenges at arm's length. There's lots of good reasons to involve your family, and maybe necessity is one of the best ones, but there are also good reasons to keep your family a little bit excluded from some of the worries that you may have. And unrelated, but an example is I help my mother, who's in her 80s, with her finances. I'm in the industry, but even though I'm in the industry, she has a financial advisor. And then I liaise with her financial advisor for her because I need it to be at arm's length. I want her to get the best advice. I want her to have access to things that I might not think of. That second, third set of eyes is always important in an objective person who's not invested. Now, I think I'm pretty objective, but I'm her kid. And so you don't stop being someone's kid or stop being someone's mother or sister. And so I think having some professionals and your family and friends a team of people around you will really make a huge difference in terms of feeling supported and given options that will work for you specifically.
That's great advice. Thank you. What is one thing that you wish people knew about cancer-related financial struggles?
Well, I already sort of spoke about it a bit, but having the awkward and difficult conversations can help people feel like they have control in a situation where you may not have control. For example, sitting with an advisor, walking through your short-term goals, maybe as you go through treatment, deal with all of the extra expenses, or after you're done treatment, you want to talk about, you know, let's get back on track in terms of saving for the education. It can help you navigate the days and months ahead with a sense of purpose versus feeling like you're just sort of blowing in the wind. We have many clients who take this opportunity to sit down and have difficult and awkward conversations because it does help them feel control. For example, even powers of attorney, wills, estate plans, detailing specific family wishes impacted by this diagnosis and treatment. It's a great time to have a little bit of structure around some pieces of your life when you may not have structure around a lot of pieces in your life. We have one client that we helped and mapped out a plan for care for the finances, the power of attorney, had good conversations about, we'll help you have those conversations with your power of attorney to say, here's what you can do, here's what you want to do, etc. And one of the pieces was she wanted to be able to go to a theater festival every year, regardless of the stage of her illness. And that seems like a small thing that the people that care for her and support her should know. So she gets to control that. And so she gets to go to that theater every year, regardless of where she is in her treatment. They figure it out. And so something as little as articulating that with a third party present, and we're happy to be that third party or have a planner come in or whoever it is articulating it, makes sure that you feel like you have a little control in it. So I would say one of the biggest pieces I received when I was researching this topic specific to cancer patients and survivors was the need for all of us, and it really resonated, to have a plan that includes, when it comes to our money, liquidity, so money available to use, and flexibility, so ability to shift and take advantage of opportunities as they happen. So, for example, if you are well enough to travel, having the liquidity to book that trip and the flexibility to put off whatever other plans you had for the funds, whether it was to pay down a mortgage or to pay off something for somebody else or save for the kids' education, to kind of have the flexibility in your plan to shift things and have a little liquidity built in, and liquidity being access to cash. And that can come in many forms. It could come in available credit, taking the equity on your home and assigning a line of credit. It could come in the form of a larger credit card limit or a reserve credit card on the side that you only use for things that you want to use for, a line of credit, a tax-free savings account, other sort of reserve savings so that you can use it when you need to or when you want to. And that's the liquidity. Most of us don't have that built into our lives, and if we live in an urban center, even less so. And that advice that I learned from talking to my colleagues is something that I'm taking to heart, even for all of us, especially as we're doing the same thing a little bit differently, but we're going to adapt to a post-COVID situation hopefully very soon. And in that case, we're going to want to make sure we have some flexibility, some liquidity standing behind us so that we can make changes when we need to. So the other thing I would say, the final piece, is that there are people that can help you. And I'm very lucky to work for CBC. We have financial advisors that can help you. We have great accreditation programs and support, regardless of the stage or the plan or the length of term of the plan, whether it's a short term, medium, or long term. And I know I've said that like 10 times, but it's true. All of our goals have a little bit of, either it's today or it's next year or it's in 5-10 years. If you don't have savings, we can help you build savings. If you don't have credit, we can help you build credit and hopefully take some of the money worries off your plate with a plan and a strategy to meet that plan so that you can focus on the other parts of your life that needs you to focus on them and generally be well.
Thank you so much. I think what you say is really important. I think that no matter how much money you have or how little money you have, it's important to reach out and speak with a financial professional to ensure that you're maximizing all of your opportunities. So thank you so much again, Paula, for taking the time to talk with us and share your expertise. If listeners have any questions about cancer-related financial strain or need support to navigate their experience, I encourage you to connect with a community services manager like myself in your region. You can visit llscanada.org to connect with us. Until then, stay well.
Thank you for listening to the Blood Cancer Experience podcast series by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada. You can find us wherever you access your favorite podcasts, so be sure to subscribe and leave us a review. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email with your comments or suggestions to canadainfo@lls.org. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada is dedicated to funding cutting-edge research and supporting people affected by blood cancers. To learn more and access resources including fact sheets, booklets, and webcasts, visit llscanada.org.